This presentation will be on stress and how it can affect weight gain or prevent weight loss. This presentation will demonstrate how following the best nutrition and exercise advice can have little impact on your weight if your body is already stressed. So our bodies are geared for survival, which dates back to times when we were living outdoors. So when we were hunting for food, surviving harsh environments such as cold winters, we might have to go long periods of time whilst we were surviving on very little food. So food was scarce, our bodies would conserve energy and store fat in order to prevent us from starving to death. So how would this occur? Through our stress hormone called cortisol. Cortisol secretion raises blood sugar levels and also inhibits insulin production. So this is part of our flight or fight response to stress. If we are facing chronic or long-term stress, cortisol levels can remain elevated. Elevated cortisol levels can lead to insulin resistance, high blood sugar levels, increased fat storage, and cravings for energy-dense, sweet, and fatty foods. Over time, cortisol can also break down muscle, which can then lead to a further slowdown of your metabolism. So this environment can make weight loss impossible, as you can be craving bad foods as well as having high blood sugar and insulin, high blood sugar levels and insulin resistance. So what happens if your body is not receiving the right nutrients for a long period of time? You can go into a state of whole body stress through inflammation, as there is insufficient amount of adequate nutrition to allow your body to function properly. Your body needs to then decide which biological processes are going to be shortchanged, such as your immune system, or your reproductive system, or your digestive system. Other forms of stress can be physical, chemical, or emotional stress. There may be no actual physical threat or danger to your life, however your body may interpret a situation as a physical threat. So an example can be as follows. So your perfect day has been planned out, where you wake up early, eat a healthy breakfast, leave for work early to beat traffic, arrive to work early, organise your day, and power through work all morning. You eat a healthy lunch that you took to work and then go for a stroll with friends at lunchtime. Churn through more work in the afternoon and then leave for work on time after a super productive day, still full of energy. You then go to the gym, eat a healthy dinner and relax and go to bed early, feeling very proud of yourself. So where can all go wrong? Can be something like this. You wake up and you realise you've slept in and you're now running late. You eat a poor breakfast or no breakfast at all. You're then stuck in traffic and late for work. Because you're late for work, your work starts piling up on your desk. You hit an energy crash mid-morning. You eat something quick and bad and also grab a coffee. You take lunch late. You eat something quick and bad and you've missed out on a walk with friends. You hit another afternoon energy crash. This time you grab another coffee. You leave for work late and it's now too late to go to the gym. You've gotten home late and you've realised there's no food in the house. So you then decide, do you go to the supermarket? By the time you go there, come back, prepare your food, cook, clean up, it's going to be very late. So it's easy for you to just grab takeaway. You then go to bed, still buzzing because you've been frantic all day and you've drunk heaps of coffee and you can't sleep. So how can this type of scenario affect weight loss? So the result is that you've constantly stressed all day. You've got long periods of time in between meals, resulting in low blood sugar levels. So low blood sugar results in low energy levels, craving for energy-dense foods, and a reliance on caffeine due to your low energy levels. You've had a high intake of processed carbohydrates, resulting in sharp spikes of blood sugar and insulin levels. Your low intake of quality protein, plant food, and omega-3 fat has also impacted on your energy levels. So the excess energy consumption is then stored as fat. You're sedentary for most of the day and you've had no opportunities to increase your metabolic rate. And you've also missed an opportunity for constructive exercise. So we can cope all right if this type of scenario is just a one-off. But if this type of scenario becomes ingrained into a person's lifestyle, such as high stress, poor eating habits, sedentary lifestyle and no constructive exercise, this is the perfect recipe for weight gain. Even if a person is eating all the right foods and doing all the right exercise, chronic stress can still result in weight gain or prevent weight loss. Stress is also important to consider when starting a new exercise or nutrition program. If you are overweight, have poor nutrition habits or poor digestion, your body is most likely already stressed. Adding exercise will only result in more stress on an already stressed body. Exercise will have little impact and can actually result in further weight gain. So it's therefore important to make sure that your nutrition levels are at a high enough level before starting any exercise program.